I always wanted to be an engineer, but I never did get the chance to. I went to school in a one-room school. And when I first started the school, I could barely speak the English language because the folks always spoke German at home. And that is, I finally learned the English language, and I think it was a hindrance. I wasn't that dumb, but I just couldn't get spelling. I just can't get it over. I get my German mixed in with my spelling. Well, now figures. The reason I wanted to be an engineer, I was a whiz at figures. I've lost a lot of it, but I didn't need no computer. And when we married, I bought an old tractor, two old tractors. They was 28 model Wallace tractors. And they were junkers. I give $35 a piece for them, and I put them together and made one running tractor out of them, and I farmed with that for 3 years.
Use much livestock then?
Who, Dad? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he farmed with horses. And, of course, we didn't. Farming with horses down there is different than here because you use them great big old horses here. Them horses would die down there. You couldn't take it. And there was a lot of mules used. We had one. Dad wasn't much of a mule man. He had one mule, and you had to watch him when you hook him up. They'd kick. Dad went to town one time to get some lumber for a shed in a wagon, hitched up to a wagon, had this old mule. Well, I said old, it was just a young mule and a horse. And he went to the lumber yard and tied him up and went on and done his shopping and come back and loaded the lumber and started. He had unhooked him. Hooked him back up, and this old mule kicked him, knocked him out. And he was like, hey, man, he had a lot of runaways and all that stuff. That all went on just here, just like it did there. But I can remember the first time I got, Dad put me on the plow, 6 head of horses to a plow, and put an 8-9-year-old kid on there and the horses. And my younger brother, just me, he followed behind the plow. And I was plowing, going along. Finally, he says, Harold, old Becky's not pulling anything. Well, I was dumb. I didn't know what had happened. The hame strap had broken. It was loose. So she couldn't pull anything because all of that was just hanging loose, you know. And I said, and I started whipping her, go faster, you know, make her go. Well, it didn't work. And I liked to have a runaway because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just a kid, you know. I married in 38. That's when I started farming. And anything before that, why, I didn't care. I wasn't that interested in farming. Well, I wanted to farm. My folks always pushed farming. That's the reason I wound up farming. But my farm was 1.5 miles out of town. And when Ron got old enough to go to school, we moved to town. We bought a house in town. She says, what's the difference whether I drive in or drive out? She got her job there in town, and I farmed. I did all myself. Only time I'd need any help is when I'd hire her. And I hired a man I believe the first one was about $1 a day. Then finally got to when I quit hiring help, it was $10 a day. And then, of course, I don't remember what I paid my dairyman. It was so much an hour, but my equipment was surge milkers. When I first started, it was buckets. Put that belt over them, hang it underneath, and milk. Then when I built the dairy, then I got a loan through the farm home, FSA. They had a loan then, and I built a barn, a hay barn, and a dairy barn all at the same time. And my dairy barn was, of course, it all had to be up spec, you know. 30 inches, the cows come in 30 on a ramp, 30 inches above the floor. And I had 2 stalls on this side and 2 on this side. I milked 4 cows one time. And that kept me busy. You could really, one man is about all one man could handle is one milker. And then I carried my milk then. The first time was water coolers. You dump the water, them cans. And that was lifting those cans out of that water, that was something too. And then they made us get the tanks in. And had a 1,000-gallon tank. Boy, it was sure a lot of that old milk was good. Raise that lid and dip out of the. When we got electricity, I didn't have to milk them old cows, sit under there and milk them. I could milk them with a machine. Everything was electric then. We had lights. Before we had these old kerosene lanterns and lamps, and when I went out to do chores, I'd lit this old lantern that you see. You've seen a lot of them that you light them. And in Oklahoma, in the summertime, spring of the year, there was a lot of storms. And we'd go to storm cellars. Mm-hmm. We'd light that. I can remember Dad lighting that old lantern and taking us to storm cellar. Sit down in the cellar until the storm's over with. Dad milked cows. And when the kids left home, why, that was the end of his milking. He never did milk. We'd get up for mornings and milk 8 or 9 cows and then walk 2 miles to school. Come home of evening, get the cows up, milk. There was no time for anything else. And these kids had to work. You see kids nowadays, it's ball games or something like that.
How many months of the year did you go to school, though? Was it the regular
8 months? Eight to 9 months. Okay. It started with 8. And the thing, during the cotton picking time, they'd let out, some schools let out so families could pick their cotton. And some of them stayed out, picked anyway. So that's a back-breaking job. Stoop over and drag that 12-foot sack, big old sack, about 12 foot long behind you. You let the sack hang down the side of you. Just
did you raise much corn in Oklahoma then for your cows?
Not in that area. You couldn't. Now, eastern Oklahoma, a little different. They little patches of corn, and they used to raise some corn over in the western part, too, along the river. But it's too hot. Mm-hmm. See, the day I had my farm sale, it was 119 in the shade.